Watch, stolen Jeep crashes into full New York school bus amid police chase. By Amy Furr on March 19, 2023. A stolen Jeep collided with a New York school bus carrying multiple students. The news coming as carjackings appear to be plaguing citizens across the nation. According to Rochester law enforcement, the Jeep was stolen at knife point from a woman leaving work on Wednesday, Fox 5 reported Friday. When officers eventually came across the vehicle, they tried to make a traffic stop. However, the driver is accused of backing up into a law enforcement car. Once a police pursuit began, neighbor Raymond Gonzalez was apparently exiting a local store when the scene unfolded before him. His recording shows the Jeep barreling down Roycroft Street, then approaching an intersection. Its tires are heard skidding across the pavement, and the Jeep turns slightly to the right as it tries to stop. Seconds later, a loud crash is heard as it slams into the front end of a yellow school bus, ripping apart the bus hood. Moments later, police cars show up with their sirens blaring. An officer is seen chasing the two suspects, who were trying to run away. "Get on the ground. Get on the ground," the officer is heard telling one of the individuals. The suspects were eventually taken into custody. The police later learned that one of the suspects was responsible for the knife point carjacking. The female victim was injured and received medical treatment, according to the department, the Fox report said. 17 students and one adult driver were on the bus when the crash took place, but no one was hurt. Officials identified the suspects as Malik McCulloch, 20, and Adeosun Hughes, 23. McCulloch was reportedly charged with first-degree robbery, second-degree assault, and third- and fourth-degree grand larceny, while Hughes was charged with unauthorized use of a motor vehicle. Breitbart News has covered extensively carjacking incidents all over the country. Earlier this month, Senator Tom Cotton, RR, introduced legislation to ensure alleged carjackers are not eligible for early release from prison, Breitbart News reported. The action comes as citizens have voiced frustration over the revolving door many suspects have encountered in different areas of the country. As the crime wave sweeps across President Joe Biden's D. America, citizens are more likely now than at any time over the past five decades to say there is more crime in their local area than there was a year ago, Gallup reported in October. The 56% of U.S. adults who report an increase in crime where they live marks a 5 percentage point uptick since last year and is the highest by 2 points in Gallup's trend dating back to 1972, the article read.